in this dream.
No cabs to be had out there.
It all started with the banning of Baby It's Cold Outside because of the hashtag MeToo movement, and that was a little too controversial for people. That's when we got into Kyle King's Triggered Christmas. And oh, wait a second. What's Front Desk Leroy doing in here?
Leroy's just like me. He's offended by a lot of things. He's got our new intro.
Dude, he wants to ban George Strait too?
Don't do it, Leroy.
Stop it.
Don't do it, Leroy.
Have yourself a very triggered Christmas. Make the Yuletide gender neutral.
All right, get out of the studio. Get out of here, Leroy.
I'm going home.
Leroy, thank you for making our airwaves more acceptable.
Right.
You know what?
Leroy.
I know somebody made Leroy do that because he's a good human.
All right,
he would never do that.
Evidently, you have a whole list of triggered songs you want to talk about.
Yeah, I thought that we were done with this yesterday.
We hoped so.
Well, I've got some bad news for you.
What's wrong?
Was listening to some Christmas music last night and I just found a bunch of more triggers.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
we have to start banning people again.
We got to ban songs.
Yeah. And you know what? We're going to lead it off with a pretty bad one from Miss Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
You may know this one. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you see what I see?
What's wrong with that song? That's one of my favorite Christmas
Seriously,
songs.
Seriously, and Carrie Underwood is an angel.
That's well, right. Obviously, it's disrespectful to people with disabilities. Do you see what I see? What if a blind person was listening to that?
You
of course they don't see what they see.
Dude, it's all about the heart. You feel what you see.
You are horrible.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, they can't see with their heart, Dave.
Lord. All right, fine. Our resident millennial, Kyle King.
We're not banning
Idiot.
He's doing his triggered Christmas songs this morning.
The next one that really triggered me, and I was very disappointed by these guys because they did the Cars theme song.
Yeah.
So I thought that
Rascal Flatts.
Yeah. I thought they were all cool with like, you know, being PC and their kids. No. Listen to this Jingle Bell Rock.
Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
So we're glorifying animal cruelty now? Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
So not only do you want to ban George Strait, you want to ban rodeo too.
Horses.
Good Lord.
That's how you walk. You pick up your feet. Lord.
I mean, look.
Actually, I'm kind of having fun with this now.
No, like, because you're encouraging
him. He's gotten so ridiculous. It's just kind of fun. So.
Well, look.
Triggered Christmas here with the Morning Bull.
This last one, it hurts me probably more than anybody.
Okay.
I really hate the fact that we have to ban this guy because I think he and I share a lot of similarities.
Okay.
Go ahead and play it. It's Willie Nelson, Deck the Halls.
See the blazing, you'll be forced.
Okay, what could possibly
be wrong
with that song?
See the blazing Yule before us? Did we not just have California wildfires?
Good Lord.
Okay, we have a lot of brave men and women who are firefighters up there fighting these California wildfires, and Willie Nelson over here talking about the Yule burning before us.
Okay. You know, people might figure out what city you live in and come find you because you're trying to ban George Strait, Willie Nelson. You're trying to ban all the rodeos around Texas. What's the matter with
you? I'm just happy I'm not the only one that hates Kyle now.
Well, see, that's the good news in all this. Is you all can join in on the hate we have for Kyle, our resident millennial, Mr. Snowflake. He's offended by everything, and it's a have yourself a triggered little Christmas.
You know who I feel sorry for the most?
Who's that?
The upcoming child he's about to have.
Oh, that's true.
That is to protect her.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. So
she's going to be raised in this ridiculousness.
All right. Hey. Thoughts on this? You can text him in 713-881-5500. You let us know what you think about a very triggered Christmas here on the Morning Bull.